this because I edit the podcast, and you know, I know you don't actually listen to the show, but God, I came off very, very low energy in our last episode, listening to it back. So when we go into this, I'm going to be coming in hot. I'm going to be coming in hard. I'm going to be all guns a-blazing. So I just wanted to give you fair warning.
Okay, I appreciate that.
You know, you just keep doing what you're doing. You're perfection. Wouldn't change a thing. But for me, I've got to bring my A-game.
Okay.
You ready?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, let's right. come in.
All right.
Hello, everyone. Welcome. Welcome. Welcome to Friends Till the End. Your one-stop shop for all things Friends as we run down the classic sitcom episode by episode. I'm Michael, and I've seen Friends well over 1,000 times.
Oh boy. And I'm Elizabeth, and I have to listen to Michael, and I've never seen Friends.
Elizabeth, can I talk to you over here real quick?
Okay.
I know I said you were perfect and you didn't need to change a thing, but I just feel like, you know, someone raises their game, you know, someone else raises their game back. I don't think you brought it to the intro there.
Michael, it's late at night. I'm tired.
I know, but like, you know, this is, we're actually recording. I know we're still tired from the episode we recorded last week. We're not used to recording 2 weeks in a row, but, you know.
I'm exhausted from talking about Friends.
I'll tell you what.
A few days ago.
Look, if you can just bring it in the intro, okay. I'll do some editing techniques and I'll make the rest of the episode. Like, I'll speed you up or something.
Oh, could you make me have an accent?
Well, no.
Oh, make me a man.
I mean, I could play around with the pitch. I could, like, increase that. Here, I'll help
you. And I'm Elizabeth, and I've never seen Friends.
Okay.
Is that good?
Yeah, I mean, in fact, that's perfect, because then when I increase the speed to make you sound more energetic, it will probably, like, even it out, so it'll sound normal. So.
Okay, great.
Yeah, great. Okay. Friends to the end on three. One, two, three. Friends to the end. All right. We just finished watching season 7, episode 10, the one with the holiday armadillo. Now, often I bandy about classic episodes.
Oh, my.
And I even prefaced this one last episode, that this is a classic episode. Elizabeth, do you agree that this is a classic episode?
No.
But the holiday armadillo.
No.
That's classic.
No.
It is.
It's stupid.
You will see, like, when you see, like, if you were to see a collection of, like, if someone was to show you a Friends highlight reel, like a 45-second, this is what the show's about, there would be clips of this episode in it.
Okay, fine. I get it, because it's very, like, in a very expensive costume he has on.
Wow.
And they need to be like, shit, our budget just went out the window for this one episode with the armadillo. No, I am...
He's going to wear that suit every episode for the rest of the season. We blew the budget.
I don't know how I feel about this. Maybe talking about it will change things.
It normally does.
Yeah, but like, I love a good armadillo, but that costume was the scariest motherfucking thing I've ever seen.
Oh, man. Yeah.
I mean, it was very authentic. But like,
oh, just like an armadillo.
It was so scary. It was so scary. And how much do you think that cost him? I mean, like, what, $500?
To rent? No.
That thing was crazy. $250.
To rent?
Are you Googling how much does an armadillo costume?
No, Elizabeth. I'm looking up the episode date and rate it in viewers and numbers like I do every single episode. This one probably aired around Christmas time.
Well, I would assume.
Or if I may, around Hanukkah.
Or Kwanzaa.
Well, I don't know when Kwanzaa is. I don't know anything about Kwanzaa.
Or
Verdukianism.
Good Merlin peen.
We haven't done a 30 Rock reference in quite a while, so probably 3 episodes ago. 8 months ago. That's a good joke, right? That's a good running gag. We don't release very often. Okay, so yes, yeah, season 7, episode 10, the one with the holiday armadillo. Unfortunately, not directed by David Schwimmer.
Well, no wonder. That's why I didn't like it as much.
Well, we'll see. First aired on the 14th of December in the year 2000. It is the last episode of the year 2000.
Oh.
Won't it be strange when we're all fully grown?
Won't it be?
The last episode of the 20th century. It's not true. Wait, yes it is.
All right, we had this discussion, Michael.
We did, just a week ago.
And he still didn't understand?
Yeah. Speaking of things that we don't remember, do you remember how we were talking about Mr. Zellner last episode, Rachel's like supervisor boss?
Yeah, yeah.
And how we were like, we've never seen this guy before.
Ah, shit, we're wrong.
Of course we were. When it comes
to... Who told
to,
us?
It was the one with all the wrestling at Friends Wrestle. The number one wrestling / Friends Twitter account. And I would know because I'm number two.
Michael loves wrestling, you guys.
People know.
It's
People
crazy.
Know. Shut up. Listen, the
G1... The G1 climax.
It started yesterday. As soon as we're done, I'm sitting down. Gonna watch me some Tai Chi versus Jeff Cobb.
Go
it's
Naito.
Gonna be great. Naito's wrestling night two. He's
okay,
in Block B.
Sorry,
but
sorry.
We've got Minoru Suzuki
all right,
versus
no one gives a shit about
Tomohiro
this,
Ishii.
I sure don't. All right,
That's
keep
a
going.
Spicy
Talk
meatball.
About Zellner.
At Friends Wrestle, he pointed out that we have seen Mr. Zellner before. He interviewed Rachel in season 5, and she kissed him at the end of the interview.
What?
You remember? Like, she went... It was one of those kind of awkward... endings where you don't know if you're handshaking or
oh,
and she just leaned in and kissed him.
Oh.
Yeah. I forgot all about that.
I did too.
Yeah.
Michael, this is on you.
Yep.
These things have to be on
I
you.
I agree.
Okay.
Look, I'll take that. I know we see Mr. Zellner again, and that interaction with the kissing kind of blends in with another interaction she has with Mr. Zellner in a couple of seasons' time. So
Mr. Zellner is in multiple seasons?
Well, Rachel... Well, spoiler alert, Rachel has this job for a while. We're not going to see Mr. Zellner every week. It's going to be revealed next season that Mr. Zellner is Phoebe's dad. And he's going to become a regular character.
Well, we're starting to see Ben now.
I know. 2 episodes in a row.
Very strange.
Very strange. Anyway, let's get to the episode. How many people do you think watched it on December, whatever I just said a minute ago?
Is it my turn to go
I
first?
I think it's my turn to go first.
Okay.
The one with all the candy had 21.08 viewers. I think we're going to see a dip. I think we're going to... I'm going to say 20. I'm going to say 20 even. I feel good with that.
Okay, I'm gonna say 21 even.
Oh. And it is, 23.26. So there you go.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Okay, an increase quite a
wow.
bit.
Wow.
Wow.
Oh, hey, Owen Wilson, what are you doing here?
Wow.
Wow.
Wait. Wow. I can't do it. I try so hard to perfect it.
You keep talking over mine.
Oh, sorry.
Wow.
No, it's too... It's not right.
That's because I'm
okay,
not.
So my friend Drew can do it really well.
Your friend Drew... Wait, Drew doesn't like me?
No, he doesn't like me. No, our friend Drew.
Wow.
Wow. Wait. Wow.
That was quite good.
Okay.
This. We should probably quit while we're ahead on that one. Alright, so... I think that puts the score at... I'm not even keeping the score anymore because I take my notes on my phone now.
Wrestling Man, what's the score?
No.
You know things.
No, I was ahead. It was 9. Yeah.
Pretty sure we're all tied up.
No,
it's... Yeah, I'm pretty sure I'm ahead by 1.
That's episode 10. I think... Because it was... 3 all, and then I won the week, and then I won the rest of them. So you're on 4 now, which means I'm on 6. So 6-4.
I'm pretty sure we're all tied up.
Well, here we are.
I think it's 5-5.
This episode opens. Chandler is going all out for his first Christmas, first and probably only Christmas as a betrothed couple with Monica. He's got a booking at a classy restaurant, and they're going to go see a show. That's nice.
It's nice.
Yep. Can't imagine anything going wrong on that one.
Of course not.
We don't see them for the rest of the episode, so we can only assume that they had a lovely dinner and enjoyed the show, and yeah, they lived happily
ever after. Good writing.
Phoebe has a skull. Remember this? You see, you love this episode.
No, I just love Phoebe, and I like the way you said that. Phoebe has a skull.
She says it's her mum's.
It's a Christmas skull, Michael.
It's a decoration. I think it's just to remind people not to enjoy themselves too much at Christmas time.
Because we all die.
Yes.
Isn't it weird to think that everything has a skeleton inside it?
Not everything.
Well, you know what I mean. Like your dog over there.
What?
Well, we don't have a dog, but I'm just saying.
What the fuck?
I'm talking as if someone that is listening to us has a dog. So I'm saying like your dog over there has a skeleton inside. And like Nora. There's a little baby skeleton.
What if someone has a pet jellyfish?
Well, that wouldn't.
Okay.
But people don't because it's really hard to keep gelatinous zooplankton alive in a pet-friendly way.
I bet it's not. It's got to be easier than having a dog.
I mean, you'd have to keep the temperatures and the salt amount.
Would you?
Of course.
Yeah.
And they didn't space to roam.
No, they
don't just stay in the same spot.
Well, they don't know.
No, that's mean.
Okay, yeah, you're right. It's much better keeping a bird in a cage than...
Hey, there might be people who have birds that listen to us.
Yeah, and you shouldn't.
Oh,
let them out. No. Imagine you could fly and you were kept in a cage. That would fucking suck.
Imagine you can run and you're kept in a cage like a lion at a zoo.
Well, a jellyfish can't do any of those things, and you apparently think that's the cruelest thing in the world.
I like marine life.
Well, I like marine life too. I'm just saying it's weird that you think it's cruel to keep a jellyfish as a pet but not a bird.
So Phoebe has a skull.
Yeah, okay, where were we? She has a skull, and don't worry about it because it's never mentioned again. It's not important.
She's just kooky.
Yeah. This is kind of an example of what becomes a big problem with Friends in the later seasons, where like they have these character traits and like they dial it up so far that like it kind of loses its charm. Like for me, Phoebe is kooky and she's like weird, and I've really enjoyed her this watch around. But just like having a skull, it's just like, okay, all right, yeah, I get it. It's like, what could Phoebe do that's weird here? Oh, she could have a skull. I don't know.
Too bad.
Yeah. Ross arrives. He's got Ben for the holidays, and he's going to take the time to teach him about Hanukkah. Did you know / remember that Ross is Jewish?
Nope.
No, I don't think...
Which means Monica is?
Oh, you would think.
Okay.
I don't think it's ever come up.
I'm sure it has. Wrestling Man will tell us.
I don't know if it has. I don't remember.
No, I'm almost 100% sure it has to have.
Okay.
Because this would just be weird if not. Even in one small sentence somewhere, I know it's come up.
I guess. I don't... Maybe.
It's okay.
Yeah, I guess it's okay. And then the button for Michael's shiny button collection is they've had this conversation about skulls and restaurants and theater and Hanukkah. And then Joey just emerges from the bathroom and is just like, hey, what's up? And then he leaves. And everyone was like, did you know he was in there? He's like, nope. And I guess they've been home for a while. So Joey's been on the toilet for a while. It's cute.
Gross.
That's what I meant.
You said it's cute.
I said it was cute. But I meant it's gross. Because it's not cute at all.
Yeah, I wasn't sure why you said it was cute that he'd been in the toilet for a while.
I don't know.
We're tired.
I think I'm bringing more energy to this episode.
You're doing great. I'm on my third glass of wine, so I can't say the same.
I'm going to sit up a little. I'm going to sit up. I think it's part of it is because of our new recording setup. Remember when we went on walks? Maybe we should be back on walks. Do people prefer out of breath Michael or like very, very sleepy Michael? What's better? I mean, neither are good, but what's better? Well, who knows? The episode then opens. We have Monica and Chandler. They're in Central Perk. They have a little bit of marriage talk. The wedding has definitely taken a bit of a back seat in recent episodes.
Very much so, yeah.
I think we'll probably hear a bit more of it as the season goes on. But they're talking about last names. And Chandler's like, hey, are you going to take my last name? And she's just kind of like, nah. And he's like, why? She's like, Bing's weird. And he's like, okay. And in the grand scheme of what's come before in this episode, it's never mentioned again for the episode. So they're really building stuff that's really going to pay off later.
Apparently. But I don't disagree. Bing is fine. It's not weird. It's just kind of like silly almost. Mm-hmm.
And Chandler doesn't mind, and Chandler has had issues with his name in the past. I remember that. He's not, I don't think he would be the type that would get bothered by it. So I was fine with it.
Yeah.
Phoebe arrives and she shares the news that her apartment is nearly ready. Remember how her apartment burnt down?
Mm-hmm.
Feels like a long time ago.
Really long.
For us. I mean, in the show, it was probably like 4 episodes ago. But no. Yep, her apartment's nearly ready. So she's like, yeah, I'm going to move back in with Rachel. And then Chandler's just like, oh, you think she will? She really loves it at Joy's. And Phoebe's just like, how do you know that? And she's like, well, she told me. And so Phoebe kind of like starts spiraling that maybe Rachel isn't going to live with her. And she leaves Central Perk like, muttering to herself, sort of like, well, if you make a commitment, you gotta, if to the history, because, and I like that. That's weird, Phoebe, that I can get behind.
Yeah, I agree.
That was very good. We then cut to Rachel arriving home and finding out that Phoebe has bought Joey a set of drums. Why would she do that?
Oh, isn't it obvious, Mike?
Not to me.
Well, everyone knows that drums can be rather annoying. They're very loud, and usually when people start out playing drums, they're shit. So she's trying to annoy Rachel out of the apartment.
Oh, That's what she was doing. To be fair, and I take your point, yes, drums, kind of like the bagpipes, until you're good, it's a very annoying instrument. And some might say even once you are good, it's still a very annoying instrument.
Like the violin.
Yeah. It's rough. It's a difficult instrument to hear someone practice. Like something like a guitar or piano, there's almost a kind of playfulness to hearing someone practice and struggle through it. But for those instruments, yeah, not so much.
I remember when my brother was learning, he played multiple types of saxophone and the clarinet.
I'm gonna have to stop you right there.
What
do you mean by multiple types of saxophone?
There's like the bass sax and the alto saxophone. There's like tons. There's all different.
I didn't know.
And they get smaller and smaller the higher pitch they are.
How small is the smallest saxophone?
It's like the size of my pinky. It's like tiny.
That's pretty cool.
And I remember at the beginning, especially with the clarinet, with, like, the reed. Well, I guess sax is a reed, too, but, like, oof. It was just like, dur, dur, dur,
dur, dur, dur. Tell me about it. What I would say is, Joey's actually quite good.
He is good.
He's got some decent rhythm to him. Uh-huh. Like, it would almost, and again, like, if someone's good at it, you could almost, like, live with it, I think. Like, it's one thing if he would just be like, but he has rhythm.
Mm-hmm.
So, we'll see how that works out. Chandler and Monica are at a nice restaurant. I was just kidding earlier when I said we didn't see them again. We see them in the nice restaurant. They go up and Chandler makes a joke. I think he like goes up to the maitre d' and is like, "Oh, can we get like two Happy Meals to go or something?" It's just like, "Meh." Was that right? And something like that, right?
Yeah, something stupid like that.
And Monica's just like, "I'm sorry, but not that sorry, because you don't have to live with it." She's like, "All right." Immediately, I just be like, "Oh, these two fucking suck." But yeah, the maitre d', who's kind of snooty, which is
It's expected, right? They're going to like a snooty restaurant.
so it would be a snooty maitre d'.
Yeah.
Yeah,
Not like the first person you see, like of course they would be.
it's just a little two dimensional. You know, let's paint a broader picture, shall we?
I think that what bothered me in this scene is that they had a reservation, yet their table was still going to be 45 minutes. It's like,
Yeah.
but I have a
Right,
reservation. It's not like they
right.
were late for their reservation or super early
Yeah.
or whatever.
I
And
just
so
feel like,
they're
well,
not
what are
going to
you
make the
talking about?
show.
How do
Yeah,
I have a
like.
45-minute wait? I booked a table at 6 o'clock. Now it's 6 o'clock. Like, you get the people out of off my table. Yes, I agree. I've never experienced that before.
Yeah, it's weird.
They have tickets to Music Man. Good show.
It's fine. Most people like it. I think it's fine.
I like the song that goes, "I am the music man, and I come from down your way,
Michael,
and
that's
I
a
can
children's song by the Singing
play."
Kettle, a Scottish children's favorite.
You don't have that song here?
No.
You don't?
No. A
Oh.
Singing Kettle?
No, I know you don't have the Singing Kettle, but like I thought the Music Man was like kind of a universal song, like the
I
Wheels
only
on the
know
Bus.
like Billy Joel.
Piano Man.
Oh, fuck.
Yeah.
The Wheels on the Bus, even that's different.
But you know it. Like, it's slightly different, but we know it. Oh, we have a kid. We get it. Yeah, you guys get it. All right. Monica's like, "You should bribe him, but be smooth about it. Just like kind of go for the handshake, money, handoff." So Chandler goes up and he's just like, "Hey, I hope you can get us a table as quickly as possible." And the guy's like, "I shall do my best, sir." And they do a handshake and he walks away. And Monica's like, "Hey, that was smooth." He's like, "Yeah, but the money's in this hand." It's like, Chandler, you know what hand you shake with? Come on.
But also, why doesn't Monica just do it?
Oh no.
No?
It's the job of the man, Elizabeth. The man
Oh, okay.
handle such things.
Woof.
We then cut to Ross being a dad.
What?
I know. We've never seen it before. He's like spinning Ben around. He's like, "You're not getting sick, are you?" And he's like, "Yeah, no." And Ross is like, "Well, I am." And he gives up on that. He attempts to teach Ben about Hanukkah. Can you tell the difference between the twins playing Ben? You couldn't tell them apart.
Not at this young age,
No.
no.
So he tries to teach him about Christmas. He's not having it. He basically is like, Ben's like, "When's Santa getting here?" And Ross is like, "Oh, Santa's not coming." And he's just like, "Whoa."
I think it's a little bit wrong of Carol 2.0 to not have. Like, why is this just happening now? Why wouldn't they have said, okay, so your mom and your other mom are, we know that Santa's coming, but like with Daddy, like, I just would have, like, why wouldn't they have just said that you also, like, we celebrate both. You get to have one present for 8 days, but you also have Santa that comes and gives you lots of presents on one day. Like, why wouldn't you just talk about it? Like,
I mean, Ross must have, for someone that gets divorced a lot, he must have the worst divorce lawyers, because he's getting Ben
and
one holiday out of six.
he only gets them for half a day once a year.
Well, I mean,
But it's not filmed, so we don't know.
it's good for the show. Yeah, it's yes. There's many questions. I mean, why don't they like spend the holidays together, or like I
We
don't
haven't seen them in a while.
know. No, we haven't. It's true. But basically, when Ben finds out that Santa's not coming, he's like, "Well, have I not been good?" And when he asked that, I was like, "Well, there's no way Ross would know if you've been good or bad because he's only seen you for like half a day out of the year." So it's like, "Well, you've been good when I've seen you, but I don't know what you're doing the rest of the time." So we don't know. So basically, Ross feels guilty. So he's like, "Yeah, Santa will come here."
But that could have been his opportunity to have been like, "And also, like, come on, parenting 101.
God. It's not that difficult. It's not even that difficult.
It's not that hard.
Ross doesn't even have a podcast.
Right.
Like, God, it's not that difficult. You know, they cry. They're either hungry or they shit themselves. Like, God, it's not that hard. And if it's neither of those things, you just put them down for a nap. And it's fine. It always works out. We're back in the restaurant. Monica is trying to coach Chandler on the intricacies of bribing them. Chandler's like, "This is what Richard used to do, wasn't it?" And you got really offended at this point because it was Monica, not like, "We would be having our soup by now."
It was just, I really didn't like it. I didn't like it because I thought it was totally uncalled for.
She's hungry and she wants to see Music Man.
I know, but I thought it was uncalled for to be like, I don't know how to talk about the ex. Like, okay, so clearly someone has feelings.
Mm-hmm.
Angry feelings, lovey feelings. Like, there's feelings.
Yeah, me. I have feelings.
I know you do, Michael. It's going to be okay. But, like, I don't know. I just thought it was really random and uncalled for.
Well, Chandler brought him up.
Right. So clearly he's thinking about it still. Like, oh, I'm never going to be enough. I'm never going to be as adequate as him.
Yeah, he already won. He already won.
Right, so leave it.
He tries again. And I think he's ready, but then the maitre d' gets distracted by somebody else, and it just doesn't work. Phoebe is walking down the hallway. She hears drums, and she thinks, "Ah, oh, yeah, my plan is working." And then she goes in, but it's Rachel that's playing the drums.
And she's good at it.
And she's not as good as Joey.
Okay, well, when you first start out an instrument, as we heard from my brother, it's like...
Yeah. So that's kind of what Rachel's like on the drums.
To be fair, I thought she was great.
All right. Well, I thought Joey was better. So her plan is backfired anyway, because Rachel enjoys the drums. Did you notice Phoebe's hair in this scene?
I don't think so.
It looked as if she had like loads of like mini, you know, like when you go on like vacation somewhere nice and you get your hair like in the sort of beads
kind of thing. Somewhere nice.
Somewhere like hot or like
somewhere nice.
Yeah, somewhere nice.
I don't know where you're going with that. Yeah, you know what I'm talking about, like how little kids get it done.
Yeah,
yeah.
It looked as if she had like four or five of them all maybe over her head, like hidden amongst the blonde.
And maybe.
God, be on brand, wouldn't it?
So on brand.
All right, it is the next day, I guess. We don't get any resolution on whether or not Chandler and Monica actually get their meal. Or if they make it to Music Man on time. Or if they break up because Monica won't stop talking about her ex. But we're in Central Perk and Chandler is like... He tries the handshake thing with Gunther. But he tries it with coins and they just kind of fall all over the table.
What a mess.
What a mess. Chandler and Monica are mad at Phoebe about the drums. Phoebe admits that it's her plan to drive a wedge between Joey and Rachel. At this point, they're kind of mentioned, well, you know, Joey keeps on hitting himself in the eye with his drumsticks. You never know. Maybe he'll blind himself and it'll go sour that way. We then cut to Joey and Rachel playing the drums. Joey is now wearing goggles, like safety goggles that one might find in a science lab to protect himself. And Rachel's just like, why don't you just stop throwing the drumsticks? And he's like, nah, that's not going to happen. Phoebe comes in and she's like, I have another present for you, Joey. And she brings in a box under a blanket. What did you think at this point before it was unveiled?
I thought it was an animal.
Okay.
Yeah, but I didn't know. I was like, okay, maybe it's an armadillo.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Oh, man. That would have been cool.
Yeah.
I like armadillos.
And then I thought maybe it was some sort of like I don't know, random, like, endangered thing that he'd get in trouble for having, or, I went really far out
Wait,
there.
you think her plan was going to be have Joy arrested?
I don't know. I'm very creative in my
I
mind.
guess, yeah. You know, some might say if you brought that up in the writer's room, you might have been accused of overthinking it. Maybe it would have just been like, you know, maybe not.
Okay, good. It's a choice.
Yeah, the sea urchin.
The
That's
wrong
interesting.
choice, but yeah,
Yeah,
it's a choice.
no bad ideas in brainstorming. It's a tarantula, a tarantula. You don't like them? Not a big spider
I
fan.
don't like spiders, and I don't like ones that could literally kill me.
Well, I would imagine domesticated ones have been
I
defanged.
don't care. They're too big. They're creepy. Why would anyone need a tarantula as a pet?
Well, nobody needs any pet. The whole
No, you
point.
do.
No, you don't need it.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah.
No, a pet is a luxury item.
It's a luxury item, but like, I would argue that to be very narrow-minded, dogs and cats really provide more than just companionship. They could
More
be,
than companionship.
sure, they're like your therapy.
Yeah,
They're
through the
everything.
companionship, though.
But what the fuck's a tarantula gonna do?
Wow, I think you're being a bit narrow-minded there.
Okay, anyone with a tarantula on this podcast, you talk to me. Twitter me
I believe
and.
it's pronounced Tarantua.
No, it's not. You're
Tarantula.
just weird, like you pronounce tortoise instead of tortoise.
It's actually edamame. At this point, you got very distressed, not just because of the spider, but you were like, "Where's the chicken, the duck?"
Yes, where are they?
The tarantula ate
No, they just walked in. Where
them.
are the chicken, the duck?
They're not here in this particular instance.
No, but like, but
They're
do they
just,
exist?
yeah.
And are they just in that apartment
Yeah.
still?
Yeah.
Shouldn't they be with like their friends?
Well, that's an honest question.
Okay.
So basically, Joey's afraid of the tarantula, and
Of
he's like,
course.
"Ugh!" and he runs away, and he freaks out. And Phoebe's upset, and Rachel wants to know why. And Phoebe, it's quite refreshing. Like in a show, sometimes people like sometimes drama derives from situations that could easily be avoided if people just like have a conversation, and. Like, it would have been easy for Phoebe just to have been like, "Ugh." But no, she's just like, the apartment's ready, and I love living with you, and I'm worried you don't want to live with me anymore."
Yeah.
And it was good, and it was nice, and it was refreshing.
Very refreshing, I agree.
And Rachel was just like, "Oh no, I love it here at Joey's, but Phoebe, I want to live with you. You're my gal." So great, wonderful. And then she's just like, "Oh, and Monica wanted me to make the drumming stop." So Rachel took the sticks and put them in with the rancho. And
You know Joey's not
he's
going
not
in
going in
there.
there. Ross goes to the costume shop and he goes up to the sales clerk. And the guy's just like, "Oh, hi, are you here to return those pants?"
Okay. I think this was the weirdest thing. I think it was supposed to maybe s supposed to be funny.
It was funny.
But he's wearing pants and they're normal. It wasn't clear enough for me.
If we had the episode where Ross wore leather pants.
Wait, he was wearing leather pants?
No, there was an episode where Ross wore leather
Oh.
pants. I think we've had it. And he got stuck in them, they shrunk, and he tried to take them off, and he was on a date. I think we've had that episode.
Yeah, I think we
Yeah.
have.
Okay.
Yes, agreed.
But that
But
is not
they were
this.
just wearing like he was wearing like khaki, like light colored pants.
So weird.
It was so
It's
weird.
so weird.
That was weird. But no, he's asking for a Santa costume, but they're very close to Christmas.
Yes.
So of course they don't have any.
Of course. And it was weird, and the sales assistant was quite rude, but I was like, "Oh, hey, it's a black person that's getting a line in the show."
Multiple lines.
Two for two. We had Gary last episode, and now we've got this guy. We've had two for two two in a row Ben episodes and two in a row of black people actually getting a talk in this show.
Wow.
Progress. Mm. It's like they're listening to this show and hearing our complaints and fixing it as they go.
If only, Michael.
So Ross is just kind of like, he does the thing like, well, what kind of costume do you have? And then we just get like a hard cut. And it's him in his armadillo outfit.
Okay. There couldn't have been anything, not an elf, not a snowman.
Just like a wise man. Not like just like
anything else.
Something with robes and a beard.
Rudolph. Like anything.
Yeah. Yeah, it's Christmas.
No, but like anything winter even.
Yeah, it's all gone. It's Christmas. It's the holiday period.
Jack Frost.
Jack Frost.
I know, I said that so weird.
George Bailey.
Jack Frost.
Snow Dad is better than no dad.
Oh God, that movie Jack Frost is really, really sad. I saw it as a kid and I was scarred. Like the never-ending story with the horse. Oh, God. I don't want to talk about it.
Anyway, we get the hard cut. Ross is dressed as an armadillo. It is a very good armadillo outfit.
It's huge.
Like, it seems anatomically pretty correct. It's not like a cutesy version of an armadillo. He has, like, the hairy arms and, like...
It's huge.
The, like, worm tail and, like, it's not a cute costume. It's big.
It's very accurate and it's massive.
And he's just like, hello, Ben, I'm the holiday armadillo. And I'm just like, come on, Ben. You can't tell that's your dad. Right. I mean, I know you only see him like once a year. But
it's the same voice. You can see his face still.
You can see like at least half of his face.
Yeah, it's not great.
It's not great. I don't think I was that stupid. Like, I did get tricked. I didn't recognize the Santa that used to come to our house as my uncle.
But then again, I think with Santa,
it's a lot's covered. A lot's covered.
Exactly. A lot is covered, but also you don't want to think it would be anyone else because Santa's so magical.
Well, I didn't believe it was actually Santa.
You thought it was one of Santa's helpers?
Well, I think we've talked about this before. No, I don't think I ever believed in Santa.
All right. We're not talking about this right now because that's just...
Like, I think I was always willing to go along with the illusion. And sorry if your kids are listening, by the way. Spoiler alert.
I believed. Yeah. I still secretly do.
I think it was... I think I less believed and more was just, like, willing to go along with the lie. Hey, you gonna give me presents? Sure.
No, whatever I still secretly believe.
Oh, okay.
A little bit.
Of course. Well, he is real.
Like 1%.
Mm-hmm. Do you believe if you kill Santa, you become Santa?
Michael, this isn't the Santa Claus.
Oh, of course.
With an E.
You sound just like Tim Allen. At the beginning of the Santa Claus.
No, that's Ray Romano.
Not Tim.
I was trying to do I was trying to do that. Came out as Ray Romano. This wine is good.
Yeah. It's a great costume. You hated it. He tries to teach him about Hanukkah, and it seems to be working. He's about to sit and tell him about Hanukkah, but then Chandler bursts in dressed as Santa. He's like, ho, 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 Merry Christmas.
The whole thing has been derailed.
This whole thing is like one scene. Like the whole thing plays out as like one big long scene, basically. But like Ross and Chandler are then like having a conversation like, what are you doing here, Santa? And Chandler's just like, I came to see Ben, weird turtle man. Chandler doesn't really fall. Like, they try to like talk to each other and it's like, I'm the holiday armadillo. You sent me here to teach Ben about Hanukkah. And Chandler's just like, what?
He doesn't play along. Like, but like, that's annoying because I feel like as a friend you would have been like, right.
He tried to begin with, but then it's just what you said was too weird. No, I thought that was quite funny. Anyway, Ross wants him to leave. Like, it's revealed that Chandler, like, he'd left a message for Chandler and he was like, I borrowed it from work. And he's like, thank you, but fuck off. So Chandler's going to leave, and then before Chandler like leaves, Monica's like, hey, can you keep the costume for another night?
Oh, Lord, no.
Why? Why would you have a Santa fetish?
And also, all this was happening in front of Ben.
Well, that part didn't happen right in front of him.
No, but like even like a little bit later on, you see them all sitting on the couch, and like Monica's like on top of Santa.
Oh, really? I
and
don't
it's just
remember
like,
that.
okay, your nephew is right there.
And then they all get drunk in front of him. They're like, hey, Ben, come here, Ben. I just want to tell you, yeah. Your dad is the best, man. He's the best. All right, pal, here's £5. Off you go. Yeah, so anyway.
Just got a little insight into holidays with the Clancys.
So anyway, yeah, Monica has a thing for Santa. Gross.
What?
And you were very... I think you misheard, because Chandler was like, did your dad ever dress as Santa? And she was like, no. He's like, then yeah, it's fine. So Santa's going to leave, but Ben wants Santa to stay. He's like, why can't the fucking armadillo go away? So...
Armadillo. That's kind of funny. It's just a random animal.
Yeah. Chandler does a pretty good Santa impression, I thought. Ross then goes to leave. He's like, fine, I give up. I'm going to go. But then Chandler's like, well, I'll stay, but only if the armadillo teaches me about Hanukkah. So then he sits with Ben, and Ross gets to tell him about
and
it.
And that's when Monica starts, like, pawing him. If you just see it quickly. It's like,
But then as he starts his story, then Joey bursts in, and he's dressed as Superman. And he's Merry Christmas!
But he just, like, went to the store with Chandler to pick out a costume.
Well, Chandler didn't go to the store. He got it off someone from work.
Then what is Joey doing?
Joey, I think, got a message from Ross being like, I need a Santa outfit. So Joey was like, okay, I'll go to the store and try and get one. And he probably had the same problem as Ross.
Or he saw the Superman one, got distracted, and was like, I mean, I'd look good in that.
Also feasible. But I would also argue that Superman would be a better costume to teach your kid about Hanukkah than an armadillo.
Exactly.
But also, we've already learned that Ben is a bit dumb, but even I think he would be able to tell that Superman was his dad, because there's not really a mask that goes along with that. We're with Phoebe and Rachel. They go to view the new Phoebe apartment. And Phoebe's just like, whoa, they made so many changes. It looks nice. My grandma's presence isn't here anymore. There's new sconces. What's a sconce?
It's a light that hangs on the wall, like a glass pretty thing that's just like on the wall. There's no like cord or anything. It's just on the wall.
I see. They realize that there's only one bedroom. Basically, there was a fake wall, which the fire marshal took down after the fire. And so, kind of problem solved. Rachel was initially like, oh, well, we'll just look for a two-bedroom apartment together because you want to live together. And then Phoebe's just like, wow, this apartment's fucking awesome. I want to live here on my own. So Phoebe's going to take the apartment, and Rachel's going to stay at Joey's. Everyone's a winner.
Everyone's a winner. I think Phoebe wins the most, though.
And I think Joey... the least, because he wasn't really looking for a permanent roommate, I don't think.
What about the tarantula?
Well, who knows?
I'd throw it off the balcony.
You would kill it? You wouldn't just find a home for it?
I'd throw it off the balcony.
That's weird.
It flushed down the toilet.
That's mean. But then every time you sat in the toilet,
oh,
you would
have to crawl up my
you
asshole.
Wouldn't do that. Oh, God. All right. We then cut to the holiday armadillo finishing his story. Chandler's like, my favorite part is when Superman flew all the Jews out of Egypt. Big laughs. And then everyone gathers to light the Hanukkah candles. And then Rachel and Phoebe come in and they're like, hey, it's like the Easter Bunny's funeral. And I'd be like, don't say that in front of the kid. Fucking just keep the magic alive.
I know.
And then the episode just ends with them lighting the candles, and it's a kind of sweet moment, I guess.
Yeah, it is kind of nice.
And then the episode ends, and it's just like Rachel, like, hey, the tarantula is back in its enclosure, and Joey's like, I'm scared, and that's the end of the episode.
The thing better not come back. I'm sure it won't, because the way the writing has been.
No, it won't. It doesn't.
And it won't ever.
The duck eats it.
No. Okay.
And then the duck dies.
No.
Poison.
Stop that.
Okay. And that was the one with the holiday armadillo. Did you enjoy the episode in hindsight, having talked about it more?
You know, it was okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What would you give that out of 10?
Like a 6.6.
6.6, not bad. I want to do a new segment. It's called Who's Your Best Friend? And it's basically where you tell me who you enjoyed the most out of this episode. So, Elizabeth, from this episode, who's your best friend?
Pizza? My best friend in this episode is Joey.
Oh yeah, why?
Because I think it would be fun to learn the drums, and I don't like tarantulas.
Okay.
And he looked great in that Superman costume.
Alright, good.
Michael, who would your best friend be?
My best friend in this episode, and we've given him a bit of stick in recent years, is Chandler.
Why?
Because he came through in a pinch. Like, Ross needed a scent outfit. He called a bunch of people. Chandler came through with it. And then, when it came to, like, Ben being like, hey, I want Santa to stay. Get rid of this fucking weird rat thing. He was like, well, I'll stay, but only if we can learn about Hanukkah. So he came through. Like, he fucked up the... Also, like, they completely dropped the handshake, but there was no resolution to that whatsoever. Like, he never... It wasn't like the episode ended and he could do it, or he, like, won the
day.
Yeah,
no, it was just... I think it's just implied that he still can't do it.
Yeah, he can't do it. But it's weird that it was literally just the first half of the episode and never came back.
Do you think they ever saw the show?
We don't know.
Nobody
we'll never
know. Knows.
But yeah, he was the best friend in this episode.
Okay.
That's my opinion. All right. Well, the next episode that we're going to watch is a little episode called The One with All the Cheesecake.
I love cheesecake.
And this... I know I say this a lot. This is actually another classic episode.
Oh, brother.
It kind of is. Okay. Like, the cheesecake thing is kind of a classic episode. And I think you'll agree by the time we're done.
Fine. We'll see.
Thank you all very much for listening to this episode of the Friends of the End podcast with Michael and Elizabeth. You can find us on Twitter at FriendsPod. You can drop us a little line there. Get in touch. We love hearing from folk. You can also... check us out at our website, friendstotheend.podomatic.net. All of our old episodes are up on there. We have an Instagram account where we post our show notes. And if you want to help support the show, leaving a friendly rating and review wherever you download your podcast is always going to help us reach a larger audience. And as always, tell a friend. Word of mouth is a huge deal. Elizabeth, you are falling asleep in front of me because you've exerted so much energy on this episode. Trying to keep up with my ball of energy that I brought from the get-go.
You've done very well.
I hope you didn't burn in my light.
Hey, how come you didn't do the friends question?
Do you want to go back and start again from the beginning? Because I definitely didn't do it last time. Because I can't think of one. It's too difficult. Alright. You need to go to bed, buddy. This is a sad state of affairs.
Goodbye, everyone.
Cheerio.